let's hope it works.
On your page.
Live on Facebook. Live on YouTube. Welcome to AJTV episode 13 pre-show. We got Joel Arroway in the house, and he's going to be teaching us everything about webinars. You can say hey to Joel right there. Nope, that's just more me. Let's try actual Joel. Boom, Joel right there. Say what's up, man. Thanks for being
here. What's up?
Appreciate you.
What's going on, man? Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, it's going to be good. So what have you been up to today, by the way? I mean, I literally just jumped on here. What's going on? What's new?
Oh, man. Today I have been, I just got off a coaching call. So with one of my webinar clients, so I was doing that. What else was I doing? Oh, I was building a webinar for a client before that. And I'm just getting ready to launch my own automated webinar selling my ConvertPro product. So I've been working on that for like a month. So like I'm in the tail stretch right now of getting
it. That's amazing. It's all big time stuff. You know, the more I talk to you, the more I'm just like, man, I just need to have Joel do all my webinar stuff. Like, I gotta stop pretending I can figure this out, and I just need to have like every webinar I see of yours. Like, I'll go over to your like website and stuff, and I'm like, this is like done up. Like, this is done right. This is not just thrown together. There's like a plan in place. All the follow up emails are good. It's a good system you got.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah. So I don't know. I've been doing it for a long time. So
yeah. Cool, man. Yeah, I it's been raining here. Where are you out of? I'm in LA. Where are you out of?
So I'm in Niagara Falls. So, upstate New York. So
okay,
just
cool.
north of Buffalo. We,
awesome.
We haven't gotten a whole lot of snow this year, but I've unfortunately been kicked with a cold the past 4 days. That's been kicking the crap out of me. But if I had my choice of place to live, which I guess I technically do, I live
you
in
do have it, yeah.
I can live wherever I want. But you know, I would move south or southwest. San Diego is beautiful, but my wife's family's from up here, so we're kind of stuck here. And we've got a 4-month-old son, so we're not going anywhere for a while.
I like any of them. I like the extremes. I either want Los Angeles, you know, San Diego, whatever, or New York. I don't want like anywhere in the middle of the country. It just feels like I get half. Like I love the New York feel, but my wife hates the cold, so we're here, which is fine. I'm happy to be here. So yeah, but totally no. My buddy, he was just he did a Facebook Live, and he had his top down and his convertible in New York, and I'm like, what is like? I thought it's supposed to be freezing over there right now. I don't know if he's being ridiculous or what, but yeah.
Yeah, it's so he was in New York City.
He's like I think a little bit outside New York. He's like in a suburb. Kind of
okay, yeah, yeah. So he's still downstate. Yeah, it's been a weird winter, man. We haven't like up in Buffalo, like people relate Buffalo to with like tons and tons of snow, which there are parts of Buffalo that do get hammered, but you know, I'm in the greater Buffalo region. We've had like 2 inches of snow all year. It's been strange. And I don't know. I'm not complaining though, because I really don't enjoy the snow.
Perfect. Yeah. No, me neither. It's not for me. I'm from Chicago, so like I was used to the snow and the wind and the freezing cold, and I started getting like, once we moved here, like we haven't even lived in Los Angeles a year, and I'm already like, we went back to Chicago to visit over the holiday, and I'm like, this is freezing. I cannot stand this. I could barely handle going outside when it's like kind of cold out. Like today it was like under 55. I was like, I don't know if I can be outside. I'm gonna hide inside instead and make myself some coffee. So if you guys are just joining us, I have Joel Arroway in the house. We're gonna get started in just about 30 seconds or so. What's up, Novak? Novak's she's from New NYC. She's a client of mine. She's actually probably gonna be super interested in this because she's just starting to do more and more webinar stuff with her business. So if you're interested, I have one of the top, if not the top, webinar consultant expert in the world, Joel Arroway, in the house. I'm going to be able to pick his brain. This is selfish for me. I'm just doing it live because maybe it'll be of some value to you guys as well. So welcome to AJTV episode 13, the worst name show on the internet. Today we interview Joel Arroway, who is a top level webinar expert, and I'll be really excited to jump in and ask him all his ninja secrets so that we can dig in deep. Let's cue some intro. So welcome to AJTV, the show where we interview top-level experts, consultants, authors, coaches, everybody. Bring them in live on Facebook. I'll ask them the tough questions and probe for all their ninja secrets on how we can take their top-level strategies, tactics, and tools and apply it to our business. Here today, I have Joel Irway in the house. Joel, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, AJ?
I appreciate you being here, man. Thank you so much for jumping on. It's awesome having you here. Why don't you real quick qualify yourself for people who are maybe don't know who you are. If they don't know who you are, they're missing out big time. But can you qualify yourself really quick? Make sure you're not just my cousin who I let on the show or something weird.
Qualify myself. Oh, yeah. Man. So I get to really.
You get to really like, go for it today.
Yeah. So. All right, so my name is Joel Irway. I run a company called The Webinar Agency, and if that doesn't give you a little bit about what I do, we do sales webinars for mainly small business entrepreneurs who operate in the online marketing space, who operate online. So we build 6- and 7-figure webinars and consult on people and help them build 6- and 7-figure sales presentations and webinars. I've been doing this online for about 2 years, and I was doing sales presentations for about 5 years before I jumped online. So I've been doing sales presentations for about 7 or 8 years. Before I jumped online, I was selling commercial heating and cooling equipment to engineers via presentations. And that's kind of where I started to get in depth in a lot of the detail and psychology with a good sales presentation. Then took a territory, my Buffalo territory, from basically $0 to $2 million a year in sales. And I was a commission-only salesperson, so I was making a ton of money. And I'm like, hey, if I can do this in a small territory, I can do this globally. So so I jumped online, started consulting with people on their webinars. And the first client that I had, I increased his sales by 1,400%. And I haven't looked back since. That turned into a multi-7-figure webinar. And I've done that for a bunch of other people. So how's that for qualification?
Dude, that you're super qualified now. I feel like I don't deserve to have you on the show here. It's like the LeBron James of webinars I got here. So, sweet. So, like, out of curiosity, how did you end up on webinars, right? That's such like a specific thing. It's a little bit more common now than I think it's ever been. But, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I'm like, webinar? I'm not even really sure what that is. How did you end up in that space and realize that you're so good at it, right? And then decide to go kind of all in on that.
Well, it's a funny story because, so I told you all the great things, all the big results that I've gotten for clients, right? When I qualified myself, that's what a qualifying statement is, right? To brag about yourself, right?
But, brag about yourself, yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't tell you about, the downside and the struggles. So when I left corporate America, when I left my sales role, when I was doing sales presentations live and in person in Buffalo, I jumped online and I'm like, hey, I'm going to build this awesome business. I'm going to live the remote lifestyle. And I originally wanted to just sell. I'm an engineer by trade. So my background is in mechanical engineering. So I'm like, well, I want to help engineers advance their careers. So I put together this career development course and I hired a coach, Russell Brunson, actually. And so I hired Russell and I'm like, hey, man, I need help selling this thing. And he's like, he didn't like the market that I was in. He didn't like, career development because I was attracting unemployed people and it was going to be hard to get them to sell anything. Right. So anyways, he was right. So I spent about, I spent about 6 months spinning my wheels doing that. And I ran out of cash, spent probably 20 grand. So, I mean, like obviously I had to pay for Russell. I had to pay for ads. I had to do all this other stuff. And I was using webinars to sell that course. And I was making sales, but like, the course was only like, I think I was selling for like $300 or something. So it wasn't a high end course. So like my return on my ad spend wasn't where it needed to be. And I was still had a really low conversion rate because I was attracting mostly broke people. Right. So lesson number one that I learned, very hard lesson, is don't sell to broke people.
100%. Yes. It's a much harder sell for a lot less of a revenue. Yeah.
Right. So anyway, so I ran out of money and I'm like, well, I left my job, so I'm technically unemployed. So I'm like, well, I'm a hustler, so I was gonna figure out a way how to make cash. So I called up Russell and I said, Russ, hey man, I'm broke. You were right. and learned my lesson, but I need to make some money in the meantime. So you got a job? Like, can I like close deals for you over the phone? Like, can I be your high commit, straight commission salesperson?
Yep.
He goes, I don't have any openings right now, but hey, you should connect with this other coaching member. He needs help with he needs a phone salesperson, right? So he connects me with him, and so he wanted somebody on the phone to follow up with webinar leads that didn't purchase his program. So we connected, and he's like, hey, watch my webinar so you know what product I sell, and then start calling these people who registered and attended but didn't buy. So I watched the webinar, and he was selling a $1,000 info product on how to build a business on Amazon. Jason, great guy. And so I watched the webinar, and I'm like, man, I'm like, hey, Jason, like, how many of these are you selling each week? And he's like, one, maybe two on a good week. He was basically break even, a little profitable.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you know, let me give it a shot. Like, let me revise your presentation and let me deliver it for you. Like, let me be your pitch man and see, you know, what happens. And if it works, great, then I'll just continue pitching it. But if not, I'll follow up with leads anyway, and I'll call them. He goes, sure, man, I hate doing the webinar anyway. So, So it took me 2 weeks. I revised the presentation and I pitched it for him, and we did 14 sales that first webinar. And so he made $14,000, and it's just been, I'm like, screw the phone sales. Like, I'm not a phone salesperson. Like, I was never trained in phone sales. I was just trying to make some money. So totally. Thank God I didn't have to do phone sales. So anyway, I'm like, well, like, I don't know why it didn't click with me before. Like, that's what I've been doing for 5 years beforehand. Why didn't I just do that in the meantime? So then when I helped him, everyone else wanted help. They're like, hey, can you help me with my webinar and all this other stuff? So that's how the webinar agency was born. And the rest is history.
That's amazing. It's funny how you start off online thinking you're going to do one thing, and maybe like you kind of go around all these different ways and you end up somewhere that logically makes sense, but maybe definitely not where you planned when you started. At least that's, I mean, I've heard so many stories of I started off trying to be like a chiropractor professional, and then I ended up, you know, instead creating an agency for digital marketers. I'm like, that's two completely different things. Like, so yeah, totally. That's awesome, dude. So let's kind of get into this right now. Webinars. Who do webinars work for and not? So a lot of people in my audience are either, you know, like internet marketers or fitness professionals. A lot of fitness professionals work in my industry or watch this show or podcast or YouTube, wherever you're watching from. Thank you. What does, like, who does this work for? Do webinars work for brick and mortars? Are they more for online? Like, what type of person should be using a webinar to sell their product or services?
Yeah, so it's a good question. It's one that I get quite frequently. So the way that I approach that is, you have to look at webinars. So webinars are a form of content marketing, right? So content is meant to educate your prospect or your potential buyer on whatever it is that you're selling. So you can technically use webinars to sell anything, because all it is, I mean, if you think about it, like the old infomercials, or there's still infomercials that are running today. Those are just essentially, you know, televised webinar presentations. So like a webinar is just an online sales presentation. So the art of the sales presentation is basically the same. You can use it to sell anything. Where we see it work really, really well with the digital marketing space is when you're selling more information or expertise or consultancy, right? So anyone who's selling a digital course, an e-learning course, you're selling it for coaching practices or for consulting practices or even service providers, right? Anything that requires a little bit of education before they can make that buying decision, webinars are a great content marketing tool to help leverage more awareness and more sales.
Cool. Have you ever seen, and this is just me honestly being curious, have you ever seen like brick and mortar style businesses use webinars successfully in your experience?
So I haven't personally used any webinars for brick and mortars, because the thing is, like, for brick and mortar, you're still relying on foot traffic for the most part. Like, if you've got a business on Main Street, right, you're relying on people to kind of, you're using your space on that street to generate market awareness and get traffic, right? Mm-hmm. That's not to say that you can't use webinars to help brick and mortars, but you kind of need a lot of people to watch a webinar to make it kind of effective. And I'm not trying to sell against webinars, but I just don't know if it would work for a brick and mortar business, and that's just because I don't have experience doing it. I haven't ever had a client hire me to do a webinar for a brick and mortar. But totally. I mean, if they've got the traffic, if they've got people who are willing to register, I mean, technically it'll work anywhere. That's the key.
Totally. Yeah, I was just curious because, yeah, I know for like online, like if you were like an online trainer or something like that and you had a product or a course or coaching, that's a way different thing. But I was just curious if you've ever had people hire you just because you've had so many people work with you say, hey, I want more people in my restaurant. Can you do a webinar or anything like that? I thought it would be interesting. So cool. Webinar mistakes. What are the most common mistakes you see people make when they start trying to launch their own webinar? So let's use me as an example. I'm a fitness trainer. I want to sell my 12-week program, so I've got to get them on a call. What's the biggest mistake you see somebody like me usually make if it's maybe I have zero experience or very little experience with webinars, and what would you recommend to avoid that mistake?
Yeah. So one of the biggest things that I see people do all the time is, like, as an expert or somebody who loves to help other people and loves to train and loves to teach, right? They're like, oh, I want to do a webinar because I love teaching and I love just helping people. So what they want to do, what they try to do is they've got this course, they've got this program that they're trying to sell at the end of the webinar. And so, like, okay, well, I'm going to take everything I know there, I'm going to compress it into 45 minutes. So that if I'm selling an 8-week program or a 12-week course or whatever it is, they take all of it and they try to compress it 45 minutes, and they think that people are just gonna say, hey, thanks for all the great information, here's my credit card, like, thanks for thanks for sharing it with me, and here you go. But what ends up happening is you confuse the hell out of them, and they have no idea what, like, they may kind of understand where you're going with your content, but, you know, there's a saying that goes, a confused mind doesn't buy. And when you try and compress everything into 40 minutes, I mean, you're speeding through everything, you're dropping so many different things that you raise all of these internal objections in their mind that it just, like, they have no idea where to go. And I made that mistake when I created my first webinar for my engineering course. I was helping people in my back when I was in corporate America, and when I was working for other people, I had a track record of landing a job offer from 100% of the job interviews that I went to. So I used that inside of my webinar where I was teaching people how to ace their job interviews, right? And so I went through and I told them absolutely everything that I knew about job interview success. And by the end of it, many people were just like, wow, Joel, that made sense. But, like, I have no idea where to start, or I'm too, like, I can never do that. And so I didn't give them enough encouragement or belief that they could do it themselves. I taught them way too much, and I didn't show them the opportunity. They were more scared that they couldn't do it, and they got confused with all the stuff that I threw in there. And so you really have to strip it down on a webinar and make it so simple and it's not like you're intentionally not teaching them enough, but, like, you have to just give them points so they can understand for themselves, like, okay, this is possible, and let them see for themselves the opportunity. And then once they buy your course or your training or your coaching program, like, that's when you get into the nitty gritty details and you say, okay, this is what it really takes. Here, I'm here to help you.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Well said. I think, you know, from the little bit of learning I've done from Russell Brunson, he reiterates the same thing, where he used to just overteach on a webinar, or this could be like a seminar even too, right? Any sort of sales presentation, like, what was before the webinar? A seminar, it's in the name, right? And yeah, people would just oversell, like, they just teach too much as opposed to showing them, you know, problems and solutions. My friend Jesse Elder, he describes it. Are you familiar with Jesse? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he describes it as like a lighthouse and a tugboat, where, like, your job is not to tug the boat into the dock and say, look, I know this and I know this and I know this. Look how smart I am. Your job is to just illuminate where the right answer is and where the, like, maybe rocks and the danger is, and let them see that your way is the correct way versus versus feeling like you need to prove yourself, right? Nothing to prove, right? Nothing to hide. Yep. That sort of mindset. And that's I actually just was hanging out with him at a mastermind like 2 weeks ago, so it's super top of mind for me.
Nice.
Awesome guy. But yeah, totally cool. All right, sweet. So webinars, mistakes. Right now, and here's my question, you know, webinars are kind of hot, I think, right now. I think a lot of people are trying to do it to sell any sort of online anything, and they're doing a lot of, like, you know, cold offers or cold traffic to, you know, jump into my webinar and buy my product, you know, 20% show rate, 5 to 10% close rate or whatever. Do you see that trend sticking around? Do you see it kind of moving or shifting? What do you think 2017 looks like for people who are using webinars as their primary traffic source for their business?
Yeah, so I think webinars will... So there's a new wave of webinars that are coming, and that's live stream, right? Kind of what we're doing right now. And as you mentioned, you were crushing it with a live stream that you did a while ago, or I can't remember when it was, but you just absolutely blew it out of the water, right? So I think that's where the trend is going. I think it's going more towards live streaming, but there are still going to be automated webinars, and there's still going to be live webinars that can happen that are not off of, that are not using a live stream service. So let me define what I mean by live streaming and social, because this is really where I think it's going. So when you're using a live stream service like Facebook Live or YouTube Live or Periscope or whatever it is, you're incorporating social elements, which are extremely powerful in sales and marketing. Social proof is like, it's huge. It's everything. Right. And you just don't get that with some of the other webinar opportunities that you have. But if you think about just the whole educational process of what a webinar is meant to do, like, it's just a long form video sales letter, essentially. It's a presentation. The content marketing angle of a webinar is never going to go away. I mean, you think about all the politicians, they use presentations to sell themselves on getting elected. And, you know, Steve Jobs used sales presentations to launch all of his Apple products. One of my favorite presentations to watch is actually his 2007 iPhone launch, and just his ability to communicate this opportunity for change, which is what anybody wants. Like, whenever you're listening to a presentation, you just want to see what the potential is for transformation and what the potential is for opportunity and for change. And that's why you listen to a presentation. How can I get from where I am today to where I want to go? Or how can I hop on this trend of new products that are coming out, like what Apple did with the iPhone? And so the trend that I'm seeing is just incorporating more of the social aspect, because now anybody can be their own broadcaster. Anybody can have their own TV channel and mm-hmm. YouTube channel or radio channel. And so it's just harnessing that power and selling to the masses that way while incorporating social.
Awesome. Yes, super valuable. I think I would agree. I mean, I actually have a live stream webinar tomorrow, and anybody watching who doesn't know who I am, you can jump on that. But yeah, I've found with the live stream webinars, they've almost, I agree with my limited knowledge that I think it'll replace it, just because it's already in an interface people are used to using, right?
Yeah.
You know, to go back to the example of Jesse Elder, he does webinars without slides. Like, he's just talking. Like, he's just teaching people through Facebook Live, and is able to, you know, build his entire business, basically, in the past year. He's been using that as a primary lead generator. And it because it does add a social aspect, right? You could say, you know, who's in, right? You could do kind of like, on a scale from 1 to 10, how much are you enjoying this webinar right now? Put on ready, you know, things like that. And you can be a little bit more immediate with Facebook. And again, people are more comfortable with it. It's less steps. You know, sometimes when you register for a webinar, getting it on your phone is sometimes a pain in the butt. And so it gets rid of another step that you would otherwise, it would be a lot easier. Awesome, dude. Cool. So what are you doing right now that's working really well in terms of your webinars? I mean, you've given us a very good, like, overview, I think, of what's working. But what are you specifically using in your funnel, in your webinars, and everything that's working in your business?
So what I'm doing right now is I'm changing up my angles of my webinars that I pitch. So I was running a funnel that's, it was a non-webinar funnel, it was a high ticket funnel for my Done For You webinar services. So I charge anywhere between $15,000 to $40,000 for my Done For You webinar services, right? So I'm running a basically direct offer ad, which has been crushing it right now. And so it's a long form ad, and I tell them a little bit about myself in the ad. And I say, hey, listen, like, I'm looking for new clients. If you want a webinar, you know, click this link, download this case study, and then you'll have the opportunity to schedule a call. And it's working out very, very, very well. Now, I tested a whole bunch of other different things that weren't working that well, mainly because, I mean, that's just the evolution of your marketing funnel. You test a whole bunch of different things that don't work, and finally you find the diamond in the rock. So I'm like, well, if this is working so well for my Done For You services, like, I wonder if it's going to work for all my webinars that I'm doing, for my lower ticket programs, for other clients. And so what I'm moving forward with is just being transparent with people in the very first step that they've got with me. So if I'm doing cold traffic to a webinar, mm-hmm. I'm testing, like, my messaging is saying, hey, listen, these are the results that I'm getting. Here's a little bit about me. And, like, you should sign up for this webinar. Now, on this webinar, I'm going to give you an offer to join my program. But before that, you know, before you consider joining, like, you know, watch the webinar and learn a little bit more about it. So it's just basically being fully transparent, so people aren't surprised with an offer at the end. And I think that's where a lot of people get kind of scared. When they get scared to sell, is they, like, oh, well, I taught all this great content, but I don't want to ask for the sale. And it's like, well, how can I make that simpler for you? And it's like, well, if I'm just transparent from the get-go, then I can help make that a little bit easier, because these people are expecting a sale now. And right. So we are now incorporating our offer very early on in the webinar. So, like, right in the introduction, we say, hey, listen, at the end, I've got a very special opportunity for you to join our program. But first, I want to give you some great content. So I'll go over more about that at the end, but I want to give you some great content to take away. And so that's what we're going to talk about now. So I preframe it multiple times now before I even ever get to the sales pitch.
Dude, that's awesome. I love the authentic marketing. I feel like more and more, like, of the hype marketers are kind of either going away or changing what they're doing. Even my buddy Scott Oldford, I was talking to him about this. He starts his automated webinars now saying, hey, just so that you know, this is an automated webinar, but it's filled with great information. I'm going to offer you something at the end, just like what you said. So it's interesting to see another industry leader saying the exact same thing, and helps me feel better about what I'm doing too. So that's awesome.
Yep.
Zach Donahue says you're a stud. I don't know if you know who that is, but he's saying you're a stud.
He's my cousin. Yeah.
He's your cousin, huh? Okay. Exactly. All right. Sweet, man. Okay. What should I be keeping? So, live streaming webinars. Is there anything else I should be? I mean, obviously, we're going to talk about webinars because that's what you're the expert on. Is there anything else I should be kind of keeping my eye on in the next, like, you know, 12 to 18 months in terms of implementing into my marketing? Because I know you're a webinar genius, but you're also just a marketing stud, as it were. So is there anything else I should really be paying attention to that you're focusing on in terms of either organic marketing or content marketing or paid traffic?
So it's funny you say that, because what I'm also implementing too is, along with the strategy that I just talked about with, like, the messaging inside of the webinars, I'm using automated webinars now to be the first touch point of people to get into my funnel. And now, this hasn't been proven or anything, but I'm just letting people know what I'm testing coming up.
Totally. Appreciate
so, that. So I'm doing these cold traffic webinars, and it's just top of the hour. And I never tell people that it's a live webinar. I never fake it, because it's all about that authentic marketing. Right.
Right.
So now what I'm trying to do to build my list, because I found, and Frank Kern, I also talked about this too, like, the value of a subscriber who subscribes through a webinar is drastically higher than somebody who just downloads a report or a free PDF, right?
Interesting. Yeah.
So, and I can't remember where I found that, but I remember him saying that somewhere. And so I'll give him credit for that, because I know that's a key stat that I'm kind of basing this test on. So I'm trying to get as many people into my auto webinar as possible. So I'm running this auto webinar. I'm pushing a $997 course for my webinar accelerator program at the end. And so it's just going to be, it's going to be a very short cart sequence. Like I'm only going to have like one or two follow-up emails afterwards. Like it's not going to be a launch sequence. Like, oh, cart's closing on in 4 days from now. It's like, no, like either buy now and get the bonuses or you don't, and no big deal. Like I don't actually close the cart, but I'm just saying, hey, if you buy now, I'm going to give you a bunch of bonuses. And if you don't, no big deal. You can buy later or whatever.
It's more honest as well.
It's more honest. And, but I'm using the auto webinar so they get to know me personally. They get to know my style. And then if they don't buy, they'll be put onto my general marketing list. And then I'll be doing live webinars, maybe once or twice a month to that non-buyer list, just to try and get them to buy again or buy another product. So my live webinars are not going to be for cold traffic. Cause as you guys know, I mean, it's 20% on cold traffic with a live webinar is good. Like that you're doing something good. I have one client who's doing 35%, but I don't really know. He's in the real estate market. So I think that maybe they have more time on their hands, but for all of my other markets, like 20% is like, I'm doing great if I get 20% show up rate on my live webinars. So I want higher than that. So now I'm getting people in, they're seeing my auto webinar. And then once or twice a month, I'll just do another live webinar and I'll get them in and engage and hopefully get them to buy. Cause I found that to be very, very effective is if they don't buy the first time, like keep re-inviting them, because mm-hmm. sometimes it takes people two or three times to see the message to convince themselves, okay, this is something they need to invest in. Or maybe the timing wasn't right. And so that's another reason why you have to be authentic, and you don't want to have these fake launch sequences and fake, you know, open and close cart sequences, right? Because if they do join later, like, oh, you know, I thought I was getting this or whatever. So anyway, so my strategy is using cold traffic for auto webinars running at the top of the hour, and then building that list and then doing these live trainings once or twice a month to get them to come in.
Yeah, awesome. And I'll echo and add to that, that strategy really does work, because I told this to you yesterday on your podcast, I have been doing like a video sales letter, which is like a shorter webinar, right? And a formal webinar, and they're two completely different trainings. They both have actionable content in it. They're just different. And sometimes when people see either one, they're just like, oh, I'm not really into it. I only spent 15 minutes with this guy. But they come to the webinar, they're much more likely to, first of all, sit through the whole thing, you know, show up when they say they're going to show up, and, you know, jump into one of our programs. So, yeah, I mean, that style is definitely working. I think we don't need to give up after just the first go. Would be my addition. So here's a cool question. Chris Jarvis is asking, and it's actually the question I was about to ask. I'm a fitness trainer. What does my, like, webinar, like, what should it be titled? Who do I target it to? You know, make me a webinar in 2 minutes with words. I think having you comment on it would be wildly valuable to all the fitness trainers listening, even if it just gives them a brief outline of what to do. I'm a fitness trainer. I work with vegan dudes. What do I do?
Well, so the nothing like being put on the spot, right?
Nothing like being put on the spot.
So the title of your presentation is ultimately your end result that you want them to get, right? So if I'm a fitness trainer, and I'm targeting vegan people, like, I don't know, what do your clients want?
Like, okay, so they're dudes like they're in their 20s or 30s, right? They can't put on muscle, they're skinny fat, and they want to look, you know, shredded, and they want to do it plant based.
They're skinny fat? Is that a terminology that they use, they know?
So fitness people call skinny fat people, like, so like people who have skinny arms and stuff, like I'm very prone to becoming skinny fat myself. Like I always look thin, but sometimes I'll have a belly that's just hiding under the shirt. So people will say how thin I look, even if I'm like, actually my body fat percentage is almost 20, right? And so that's like a term that fitness trainers use. But here, let's use an easier example. Let's say I train women and they're moms, and they want to lose weight and get in their pre-baby shape, right? What would be a cool like webinar? What would that funnel sort of look like, or presentation, right?
So tell me who your ideal customer was again. So you're helping out.
Four-year-old mom, you know, maybe just had a baby within the past few years and wants to get back into pre-baby shape.
So it would be something like how to get back, this simple routine to get back into pre-baby, like it's, it, people, okay, so let me take a step back. So people,
and I
people
know I'm get, putting you on the spot. So
that's okay. That's all right. Okay. This is good. So, no. But like, let's take a step back and talk about what needs to happen with the title of your presentation. This will help people who are listening right now come up with their own title, right? Totally. So the title of your presentation is all like you always want to pitch the end result. Like you always want to pitch the end result. Whatever it is that they want, it's your desire. So the title of your presentation has to be attractive and has to be what they want. So if they want to get into pre-baby shape, it'll be something like, hey, how I've helped 250 moms over the past year get into pre-baby shape within 14 days or, you know, within 30 days or something.
Okay.
While I don't know, whatever moms, I should know this because my wife gave birth 4 months ago, so I should be on the spot with this.
You
right?
Live with a mom.
Yeah, I live with a mom. But I mean, so we can come up with a sample headline. I think this would be fun. So
I think this is awesome. Yeah.
So what's your program?
So okay, let's say I sell like a 12-week coaching program. It's a grand. Basically, you'll get like online. You'll get weekly calls with me. You'll get a meal plan once a week. You'll get like a workout program. And then an accountability Facebook group, and then we'll maybe do like weekly challenges in there that keep people motivated and stuff like that. And I'll probably also have some sort of membership platform, like maybe like the ClickFunnels membership platform, just to house all their workouts as well, just in the event Facebook decides to shut down groups tomorrow, right? So something that allows them to kind of interact with each other. So that would be like the program, and it would be, you know, like a mommy, you know, I don't know what the name of the program would be. It would be like, you know, Boss Mom's, you know, fitness program, something mm-hmm. like that.
So what's the actual like workout that they would like what's the routine that they'd be going through? Like
so
obviously
we would take them through like high intensity interval training. And I'd also put them through like a, you know, a lower carb, higher fat, higher protein diet, and teach them, you know, how to eat more on days they work out, how to eat less on days they don't. Drinking more water. So it would kind of be like a meal plan, and it would also be, you know, different fat loss focused workout programs that can be done in like 20 minutes. So that way, you know, if they're busy with a child, which I'm sure your wife is not familiar with at all, you don't have that much time, right? So 20 minutes is a good amount of time to be able to, instead of watching an episode of Netflix, right, a rerun of The Office, you can work out instead.
Yeah, so I would talk about the end result. So, I mean, how much weight do they normally want to lose? Do you know? I mean, is it?
Yeah, 10 pounds, it could be anywhere pounds? Between 15 and 30 pounds. It, back when I was a trainer, that's what it was anyway. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, like, so the title of the presentation, it would be like how I've helped X number of moms get lose, you know, my strategy or my workout routine that has helped 150 moms get back into pre-baby weight, you know, right. In less than 20 minutes a day or something.
And I know, and the reason, Joel, to back you up here, the reason why it's extra hard is because you can't mention too much like different words with Facebook ads, right? Like, because like there's offensive words. So that's why I'm just explaining like to anybody watching, if they're like, why is AJ and Joel having a hard time coming up with the title? Because we can't say how I lost 20 pounds of fat on a Facebook ad.
Right.
And it get approved. So you have to come up with a more creative way to do it. So Natalie put something like how I ate my way back to pre-baby weight. That's like close, right? But you'd probably want a specific case study. Could you do how like Jennifer lost 20 pounds in 12 weeks while eating her favorite foods or something like that? Would that work?
Yeah. Like I love doing case study webinars where you kind of talk about one, you focus on one specific result that you got for one person. Right. So, you know, Russell has a really like Russell's $10 million webinar that he did in 2015. When he launched ClickFunnels was, my weird niche funnel that's currently making me $17,000 a day. Right. And so he kind of like, he frames everything on talking about this one specific funnel. And so when you focus on one specific case study, first of all, it gives you direction and flow. Now you can talk specifically to that during the entire webinar. So yeah, the case study headline works really well.
Really well. Okay. And that would work well for fitness, marketing, everything. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Cool. When we're framing like a title, what's kind of like the outline that it should follow in terms of the webinar? Like, is there like a how blank did blank, like, is there some sort of format I should be following? Because, like, right here, for instance, Natalie put how I ate my way back to pre-baby weight, and I feel like that's close, but there's some things missing in that title, or that example title. What kind of format or structure do you usually follow to make sure you have a good webinar title? And I know you obviously spend lots of time usually crafting these because it's such an important part, but do you have, like, a very loose structure that you make sure to include?
Yeah, so the one that I've got right now, so I just opened up one of my, well, the webinar, the auto webinar that I'm about to turn traffic onto. It's called, so the title that I made was How to Sell 3 to 10 times More of Your Products and Services with One Simple Webinar without writing endless sales copy or creating a complicated sales funnel. So it's almost like how to achieve end result, how to achieve big picture result, like how to get this big desire, get this big result,
right,
without common pain point, right? So people who might know about sales presentations or webinars, they don't want to write them or they don't want to create the slide deck. So I show people how to use my software SlideCell, which creates it for them, like step by step. And so that's why I say how to sell 3 to 10 times more of your products and services with a simple webinar without writing endless sales copy or creating a complicated sales funnel. So yeah, that's the general flow that I use.
Okay, how to achieve X, the thing that they dream about without doing the thing that they hate or their major pain point, yep?
Yep.
Awesome, write that down, those of you who are gonna run a webinar right after this. Sweet, dude, awesome. All right, so I have a few more questions and these are not serious. Guys, if you have any rapid fire ones, ask them for Joel, but I do wanna respect his time here. Is there, and this is a rapid fire, so you can kind of just do yes or no. You don't have to go real slow or elaborate unless it really feels like we should. Is there a limit on what can be sold, like price-wise, via webinar?
No, there is no limit. The only limit that you have is what point of the funnel are they in. If it's cold traffic, the first time they're seeing you, you know, no, you're not going to be able to sell a $100,000 coaching program for them.
Damn.
Right. I mean, all right. This is a good opportunity to talk about the two types of webinars, right? There's two types of webinars that you can promote. You can do a direct selling webinar where you're selling directly on the webinar, meaning like on the webinar, they're gonna take out their credit card and they're gonna purchase usually an info product or a course or a program, right? So usually that's $2,000 or below, you know, between $200 and $2,000, depending on whatever it is. Then there's the high ticket lead gen webinar. So if you're a service provider or you're selling a coaching or a consulting program for, you know, $3,000 and above, then you use a webinar to push them to schedule a call with you, like what you're doing, AJ, right? And then you close them over the phone. Now that can be done from cold traffic. I did that. I've got a bunch of clients who are doing that. Excuse me. So yeah, they're doing an automated webinar that runs, you know, 24/7. And at the end of the automated webinar, they say, hey, click on this button, submit your application, and then schedule a call, and we'll see if you're a good fit for the coaching program. So now I've also purchased things $5,000 and above off a webinar, but like I said before, it was downstream in the marketing funnel. So I already knew them. I was on their list for a while. It was kind of a launch. So I knew that there was something being pitched, and I hopped on this webinar just to learn more before I made my final decision. So it really all depends on where it is in your funnel.
Got you. Okay, cool. What's the weirdest thing you've ever sold on a webinar or helped somebody sell on a webinar?
Yeah. So the weirdest thing that we built was, I wouldn't say it's weird, but it was custom.
Outlandish is the word I had. So that way it doesn't, outlandish. Okay. Thing.
it was, I'll say most unique was custom blanket design. And I also helped somebody with, the survival niche. So they were like food preppers or the prepper niche, right?
Interesting.
But yeah, these guys, they had a really cool offering. I'll talk about the custom blanket design one. They had a really cool offering. So they were in the fundraising niche. So they would promote to like schools and principals and whatnot and use their blankets as fundraisers for their school. So if most people who go, you know, if you think back when you're in high school or whatever, elementary school, you did all these candy fundraisers where you sell, you know, a $1 candy bar and you take 50 cents and whatever, right? Well, the problem with that is like you have to sell a ton of candy bars and you're relying on everybody selling a ton of candy bars. Whereas if you have something like a really cool blanket with the logo of your school and it promotes school spirit and whatnot, you could charge like $60 or $70 or $80 and you could take a whole lot more profit back with, you know, with those blankets. And so that's what these people did. And they had a lot of really cool success stories. And so they used a webinar to generate more leads for their fundraising campaigns. And yeah, people want blankets. They love blankets. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, it made sense to me. And I'm like, sure. If I ever hop on the fundraising committee for my son's high school, I'll be sure to call you guys up.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, I love blankets. We have a box. It looks like an ottoman. It's just filled with like 6 blankets in our living room because we're just, even though we live in Los Angeles, we're blanket fiends. Yeah. Awesome, dude. All right, last question here. How many times a day do you say the word webinar?
A lot.
We had to ballpark it.
Yeah, it's funny. I say it a ton. And so like when I do my Facebook lives for my Facebook page and whatnot, and I'll talk about webinars and I use the auto transcription, like Facebook has, they put the captions on there automatically. Like webinar never comes up. Like they never understand what a webinar is. It just must not be in their vocabulary. Mm. So like it comes up as a bunch of really different words, like, weapons. It comes off like it transcribes it as weapons, a bunch of different really weird words. But anyway, I say it a lot. I say it all day.
Awesome, man. Cool. So if I love the cut of your jib, I want some help with my webinars, I don't want to spend time messing around, or maybe I do and I just want you to coach me or whatever, right? I need you to audit my webinar that exists. I might literally have you audit our webinar. That's not me saying this for the sake of cameras. I might literally have you do it. Where can I find you? What's the easiest way for me to talk with you, schedule a call with you, maybe follow some more of your other stuff so that I can slowly get warmed up? where can I find you there?
Yeah, so the best way, if you want personal help with your webinar, you can go to thewebinaragency.com. It's just a simple opt-in funnel and you'll get a case study, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a $466,000 case study, but it's like full-blown 6 months, full numbers revealed. Like here's what we did with Facebook ad numbers, here's what we did with registration rates. So, like it goes through a full-blown 6-month case study. So you should check that out. And on the thank you page, you'll have the opportunity to schedule a call with me. I'm actually going to be scheduling a call with one of my coaches. So it's not actually with me, but you can fill out an application and then figure out if we're a good fit. So you can go there. Or if you want to get warmed up to me, go to my Facebook page, which is just, I think it's just joel.c.irway. I think that's my official Facebook fan page, but I'm doing a daily video blog where I'm launching a brand new 6- and 7-figure product from scratch. And I think I'm on like day 16 right now. Right now I have no sales. So we're literally creating the product from scratch, launching it. I'm launching it with webinars. It's the auto webinar that I'm talking about. It's going slow right now, but it's full transparency. So like if you're in the entrepreneur space and you just want to see like what really happens in the life of an entrepreneur, like that's what this was all about. Like I'm just trying to be like as raw and as uncut as possible. So you can follow that. Right now we're literally at, we have one sale that we picked up from a phone sale, but yeah, so that's the launch of my membership site, ConvertPro. So those are the two best ways to contact me or just connect with me on Facebook too.
Connect with him on Facebook. He's the first Joel Irway that pops up. At least that's what happened when I Googled you for the first time a few months ago. So anyway, awesome. Joel, thank you so much for being here. I seriously appreciate your time. I know how time is our most valuable resource and we both have so little of it. So thank you so much for spending some time with me here. You guys, if you like his stuff, I love his stuff. That's why I have him on here. Basically, every person who comes on this show is somebody that I want to learn from. And if I want to learn from them, I'm guessing maybe at least one other person out there wants to hear from them as well. So if you like the show, you know, go ahead and hit like, share it, comment. If you didn't like it, you know, say terrible things about me in the comments and hit the angry face. That actually all helps me according to Facebook's algorithm anyway. So cool. Thank you guys so much for being on here. Our next show is on Friday with Mr. Jason Ferrugia. That one's going to be an awesome one. If you have any questions and you're watching the replay, Put them in the comments. Me or Joel will come in here and answer. I answer all the questions always in there. Till then, I will see you guys next time. Thanks for watching. Bye.